Hi, I'm Jeff Butler, editor, publisher of PlugBoats.com, the international website all about electric boats and boating. In today's podcast, we'll be covering a few stories. We'll find out about plans Artemis Technologies has for their U.S. vessels to be built in the state of Washington, the new version of the Frauscher 740 Mirage Air electric boat with propulsion by Vita Evoy, how Rad Propulsion and Seavolt Chargers are teaming up to offer one-stop marine electrification down under, and results of the second race in this year's E1 Electric Speedboat Racing Championships. So let's get started. Artemis Technologies, two-time winner of the Gussie's Electric Boat Awards, is growing their U.S. presence and opportunities with a memorandum of understanding with Seattle's Delta Marine to manufacture electric foiling vessels for Washington's Puget Sound. Washington State has more ferries than any other region in the U.S., and as public interest in sustainable transportation rises, it is under increasing pressure to get cleaner, more efficient models. Their initiatives to convert large car and passenger ferries to electric or hybrid technologies have been of a bit of a struggle and run into some unexpected roadblocks over the past couple of years. Their latest plan, last October, outlined three shipbuilders that have expressed interest in constructing 5 160-foot hybrid electric ferries with standard hulls. The advantage of a hydrofoiling ferry is that the energy required to move the vessel through water is reduced by as much as 90%, no matter whether it is being propelled by combustion or electric motors. Electric propulsion offers the additional advantages of emitting zero carbon and other noxious fumes, while also drastically reducing maintenance costs. For ferry operators, commercial or municipal, who have to fill up tanks every day so the fuel can be burned in combustion engines, the Artemis boats offer very quick payback on initial investment and long-term energy supply for a fraction of fossil fuel cost. The company offers a range of vessels that includes the 150-passenger Artemis EF-24 and the Artemis EF-12 Escape, a 12-passenger water taxi designed for commuters and luxury travel that was launched at this year's America's Cup in Barcelona. The EF-24 won a Gustave Trouvé Electric Boat Award in 2023 for commercial passenger vessels, and the company's EF-12 workboat won the electric workboats category in 2024. The partnership of Artemis and Delta has the ability to significantly change Washington's regional maritime landscape by providing an eco-friendly solution that addresses both the environmental and logistical challenges facing the area's waterborne transit systems. The smaller Artemis vessels are ideal for high-speed, short-haul routes in the area. Optimized for efficiency and lower environmental impact, they reflect the Mosquito Fleet style of smaller, more agile ferries that have recently been advocated as a practical solution to Puget Sound's ferry congestion. That includes routes operated by King County Water Taxi and Kitsap Transit. Delta Marine Vice President Michelle Jones, who grew up using Washington State ferries, said, quote, "Sustainability is a top priority, particularly in our corner of the world. We couldn't be more excited to partner with Artemis to craft a model of efficient water transportation that pays tribute to the extraordinary nature around us. To employ our knowledge base as leaders in advanced, lightweight composite construction for the good of the public and the natural world is the chance of a lifetime." Unquote. Jones added that by building these ferries locally, they are not only bringing world-leading electrification and foiling expertise to the region, but also supporting Washington's clean energy objectives and fostering innovation in the U.S. maritime sector. David Tyler, co-founder of Artemis, said, quote, "Delta was the perfect partner for several reasons. Both companies share a passion for leveraging next-gen technology to create the most efficient, forward-thinking naval architecture, design, and construction. We are proud to work with them to offer real-world solutions that address the region's pressing transportation challenges and environmental goals." Unquote. Headquartered in Seattle for over 50 years, Delta has been a world leader in composite construction utilizing unconventional solutions, lightweight materials, and creative forms that are progressive in both design and utility. Their journey began with building commercial fishing boats for Alaska's formidable waters. They have since expanded to create some of the world's most iconic mega yachts. Artemis Technologies was founded in 2017 by a group led by Dr. Ian Piercy, OBE, a three-time Olympic medalist, double Olympic champion, and veteran of four America's Cup challenges, including the 2013 challenge with one of the first foiling entries. The company's goal has been to see how that advanced sailing technology could play a part in the decarbonization of the maritime industry. The company has invested over $100 million in research and development. A key milestone was reached in 2022 with the successful deployment of the Pioneer of Belfast, the first Artemis EF-24 passenger ferry. It's scheduled to go into service later this year between Belfast and Bangor, Ireland. After establishing its North American operations in New York, Artemis has seen significant interest from U.S. operators and stakeholders. This MOU with Delta Marine aligns with ongoing partnerships and contracts with notable maritime operators including Condor Ferries, Orkney Ferries, Bravo, Swedish Maritime Administration, and Red Funnel, underscoring the commitment to decarbonizing marine transportation on a global scale. Two world leaders in e-boating debuted their first collaboration, the Frauscher 740 Mirage Air powered by Evoy Vita, at Austria's Tulln Boat Show last weekend. The Frauscher Boatyard was founded in Vienna in 1927 by Engelbert Frauscher and is still family-owned and operated. And for those who think electric boats are new, Frauscher built their first one, a wooden runabout, in 1955. In 2018, more than six decades later, Leif Stavastrand and his father Gunnar founded Evoy in Florø, Norway, with a mission to reduce global boating emissions by focusing on high-power electric propulsion. They now have inboard and outboard electric systems with 90 and 225 kilowatts of power, that's about 120 and 300 horsepower, and larger 300 kilowatt, 400 horsepower option in the inboard lineup. More than 20 builders now offer Evoy electric motors in workboats and recreational boats, including the Axopar 26, a category winner in the 2023 Gussie's Electric Boat Awards. In 2024, after a year of discussions with Vita, another leader in high-powered electric propulsion, the partnership of Evoy Vita was announced at last year's Monaco Energy Boat Challenge. Frauscher has seven electric models out of a total lineup of 17 boats. They use a variety of electric propulsion systems. They include the Malabo motor technology that produces 50 kilowatts of power from only 48 volts, and the electric drive of the Porsche Macan SUV, which is used in the Frauscher X Porsche 850 Phantom and Phantom Air model. In the last 5 years, a share of around 40% of all Frauscher boats sold are electric, and George Frauscher, head of boat building, says, "Our collaboration with Evoy Vita is about more than a single boat. It's about shaping the future of sustainable yachting. With strong demand across the European market, we see this as just the beginning of a long-term commitment to high-performance electric boating." Leif Stavastrand, CEO of Evoy Vita, said, "We are thrilled to help power that vision with our cutting-edge propulsion systems. With the strong interest we're already seeing, this partnership represents a significant step toward a cleaner, more exciting future on the water." Since its beginning, Frauscher has been renowned for striking designs, craftsmanship, and unparalleled finishing like hand sanding of wooden elements, and hulls with 11 coats of paint applied by a dedicated team. The open bow 740 Mirage Air is derived from the closed bow 740 Mirage and is distinctive for its space and flexible center console layout. The main cockpit features an L-shaped bench with two foldable backrests. The co-driver's backrest can be folded to create a sheltered chaise longue, and flipping down the main backrest also enlarges the already expansive sunbed. It's powered by the Evoy Breeze 120 Plus HP model, backed with 63 kilowatt hours of electric storage in a liquid-cooled lithium-ion pack. The batteries have IP67 waterproofing and are designed for 3,000 charging cycles. All of this achieves a top speed of 55 kilometers per hour, that's about 34 miles per hour, 30 knots, a maximum range of 60 kilometers, or 37 miles, at low speed, and just less than half that at cruising speed. That is more than enough for the larger inland lakes in Europe, many of which have fossil fuel restrictions in place. These restrictions and general environmental awareness are increasing demand for high-performance, emission-free boats, and the companies say the combination of Frauscher's elegant design and Evoy's propulsion technology is attracting attention. In fact, five units of the 740 Mirage Air have been sold to end customers, with the first delivery already completed. Here are the specs for the Frauscher 740 Mirage Air powered by Evoy Vita. Length, 7.47 meters, 24.5 feet. Beams, 2.5 meters, 8.2 feet. Draft, 0.65 meters, 26 inches. Vertical clearance, 1.25 meters, 4.1 feet. Weight, from 900 kilograms, 4,190 pounds. The motor has continuous power of 90 kilowatts, 120 horsepower, and peak power of 137 kilowatts, which is about 185 horsepower. The battery pack is a 63 kilowatt lithium ion pack. Holds 7 passengers. Top speed is 55 kilometers per hour, 34 miles per hour, 30 knots. Cruising speed is 43 kilometers per hour, 26 miles per hour, 23 knots. At the range, at top speed, is 27 kilometers or 17 miles. And at 10 kilometers per hour, which is about 6 miles per hour or 5 knots, the range is 60 kilometers, 37 miles. The price? From 330,000 euros, that's about $360,000 US dollars. UK electric drive manufacturer Rad Propulsion has joined forces with the Marine Charging Technology and Network of Australia's Seavolt to deliver complete electric propulsion solutions to boat manufacturers, marinas, ports, sporting organizations, and governments across Australia and the Pacific region. Seavolt CEO Chris Cudlip highlighted the transformative potential of Rad Propulsion's offering, saying, "For the first time, it's possible to offer a total engine, battery, and charging solution. We're getting constant inquiries from customers who want to electrify their fleets of outboard-powered boats." Seavolt provides a complete charging solution, but no one in the market was offering plug-and-play electric power replacement that supported ultra-fast charging. Rad Propulsion delivers that. Both companies are at the forefront of electrification in the marine industry. Seavolt is pioneering marine charging networks in Australia and Singapore, with units ranging from 7 kilowatts to 360 kilowatts that can charge workboats in minutes instead of hours. The chargers are powered by 100% renewable electricity sourced by Seavolt from certified suppliers and also its own microgrid solar power and battery storage systems. Rad Propulsion is a UK-based marine technology company best known for its flagship Rad 40 electric outboard with a clever swiveling lower leg or lower unit. The 40 kilowatt unit, that's about 55 horsepower, is lightweight and powerful, backed up by the company's flexible lithium-ion battery modules and packs that can be charged through both standard AC shore power sockets and high-speed CCS2 DC fast chargers. Rad recently won the Clean Marine Innovator Award at the 2024 Maritime UK Solent Awards and are part of the Zero Emission Network of Workboats, ZNOW, in which 20 RS electric workboats, powered by Rad drives, are being delivered to marine businesses and organizations along the UK coastline. Speaking about the new Seavolt partnership, Dan Hook, CEO of Rad Propulsion, underscored its importance. He said, "We're thrilled to collaborate with Seavolt to bring sustainable and high-performance solutions to Australia and the Pacific. This partnership perfectly aligns with our mission to cut carbon emissions in the maritime industry by making electric propulsion smarter, cleaner, and more accessible. Together, we're setting a new standard for what electric boating can achieve." Two of the challenges hampering a faster transformation to marine electrification are mainstream boat builders being unfamiliar with electric propulsion technology and a charging network that is not yet widespread. The Rad Seavolt partnership addresses both. Each provide plug-and-play solutions in their respective fields. Boat manufacturers, of both commercial and leisure models, are provided with Rad's complete drive, battery, and monitoring system that is designed for easy installation. The Rad 40 engine is known not only for its rotatable lower leg and flexible battery system, but also for features like advanced multifunction displays, a drive-by-wire control system, and connectivity solutions via GPS, Wi-Fi, GSM, that's a location tracker that works using cellular signals from nearby base stations, and NMEA, that's the electrical and data specification for communications controlled by the National Marine Electronics Association. Their RadTag intelligent key system rounds out the offering, providing unparalleled convenience and security. On the Seavolt side of things, they make it easy for marinas, ports, and municipalities or other organizations to join an expanding charger network. The clients are provided with free OCPP chargers and DC superchargers, and Seavolt manages all aspects of the system with 24/7 coverage from their cloud-based platform and technical support team. Consumers have an RFID card to use the charger and are sent a monthly invoice detailing usage. Cudlip said, "With Rad Propulsion, Seavolt can now offer our customers a one-stop, hassle-free engine, battery, and charging solution. We can repower their existing fleet or propel new hulls, free of air, noise, and water pollution." In the second event of the second season of the E1 All-Electric Raceboat Series, the team of tennis legend Rafael Nadal powered to its first ever victory. The race course was set in and around the famed Pearl Island of Doha, Qatar, an artificial man-made island with yacht-lined marinas, villas, towers, hotels, restaurants, and boutiques. The series pits 9 teams racing against each other in the One Design Racebird foiling electric speedboat created by Seabird Technologies. Top speed is about 50 miles per hour, 80 kilometers an hour. Each team has a female and male pilot, and each is owned by a prominent global sport, entertainment, or business personality. In what is being called the most exciting race in the E1's short history, the second of the two finals races had all 5 pilots jockeying for position with their wingtips and foils almost touching at full speed before Team Rafa's Chris Lazaraga eventually pulled away from the pack. Danny Close of DJ producer Steve Aoki's team finished in second place, with Youssef Al-Abdrazak of the team owned by footballer DJ Drogba coming in third. At this early stage in the championships, those are also the 1-2-3 standings for the season. Will Smith, the Hollywood icon and owner of E1 team Westbrook Racing, was at the event to provide some star power and witness his pilots secure fourth place. Lazaraga, who had to fight back tears in an emotional post-race interview, said, "For the last year, we've been looking for this win. We were determined to win. This is our mantra. Everything went smoothly, and after so much hard work, this is where we deserve to be." There were mixed fortunes for Team Brady, last year's champions, who are backed by NFL legend Tom Brady. The team's Finnish pilot, Emma Kimalainen, finished fastest in Final 1, but in Final 2, her teammate Sam Coleman fell back to 5th place from 3rd, after receiving a time penalty for hitting a marker. The 2025 season of the series, officially called the UIM E1 World Championship presented by PIF, is proving to be incredibly competitive, as the pilots for all 9 teams get more in touch with how the Racebird is best handled in different waters. They are also refining and honing their strategies on the tactical aspects of each race. The race courses have a long lap, which must be taken at some point in the 6-lap race, and the Racebirds also have a boost capacity that can be utilized for higher speeds for short periods, but drains the battery more quickly. E1 Series CEO Rodi Basso said, "Around 10,000 fans witnessed a race punctuated by drama and jeopardy as we welcome new winners of an E1. This demonstrates the strength and depth of the competition and sets the stage for an incredible season ahead." Mr. Basso also announced a host of new international broadcast deals and several rights renewals for the upcoming season that will bring the races to millions more fans around the world. In the Nordics region of Europe, regarded as world leaders in sustainability, the championships will be carried by Viaplay, the region's leading streaming service. The region carries significant local interest, too. It is home to several E1 pilots, including Emma Kimalainen, and Swedes Eric Stark of Mark Anthony's Team Miami, and Timmy Hansen of Clower Group's Team Brazil. MBC, the largest and leading media company in the Middle East and North Africa, has renewed its deal with E1 for the 2025 season, and a new broadcast deal has been struck with BEIN across the Middle East and Asia-Pacific regions. Other new carriers include FanCode in India, TapMad in the extended subcontinent, Setanta in Eurasia, Sporty Africa in Africa, Fox Sport in Australia, Divisport in Ukraine, and in China, Huya, Jiangsu, and Douyin. Expanded agreements include in the UK, ITX, with increased coverage across ITV4 and ITVX, in the USA, CBS, in Brazil, Globo, in Turkey, S Sport, in the Balkans, Arena Sport, and in Iceland, Livey. Here are the standings after the first 2 races in the E1 Championship Series. Number 1, Team Rafa. 2, Aoki Racing Team. 3, Team Drogba. 4, Westbrook Racing. 5, Team Brady. 6, Team Blue Rising, owned by cricketer Virat Kohli. Number 7 is Team AI Ula, championed by LeBron James. Number 8, Team Miami. And number 9, Team Brazil. I hope you've enjoyed this Electric Boats podcast. I'm Jeff Butler, editor, publisher of plugboats.com, where you can find these stories and hundreds of others about the revolutionary world of electric boats. You'll also find buying guides, electric boats and motors for sale, supplier directories, and everything electric boats and boating. Thanks for listening.